Listeners, and thank you for tuning in to the Perinatal Podcast. I have a fun episode tonight with my good friend Deltra. I thought it would be fun to do this episode with her because most of you guys know that I have five kids, not just five kids, but I have five boys. And so my friend Deltra also has five kids, and she has five girls, and we are going to talk about our lives as moms of five and compare and contrast our lives as boy moms and girl moms. So, Deltra, thanks for getting on this episode with me. I'm excited.
I'm very excited too.
All right. So, first of all, let's talk about the ages of our kids. So, they're kind of similar age ranges. So mine are 10, 8, 5, 3, and then 6 months.
And my girls are my oldest just turned 14 last week, which is crazy.
And I know, I'm like, geez.
It feels really crazy. Things are getting really real. So 14, and then a 12-year-old who will be 13 this year because they're boom right behind each other, and then a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old who will be 7 in March, and then the baby is 4, and she will be 5 next month.
Craziness. So I know your house is like just as crazy as mine. You know, and I remember we first met because Deltra and I both homeschool / unschool our kids, and we met through a one of our local homeschooling groups, and Deltra hosted a Valentine's Day party, and the kids and I went, and that was the first time we had met each other in person, and from there we kind of just, you know, stayed in touch, and we've been good friends since then. And you know, our kids are pretty good friends with each other. They play their little Roblox video game and drive me crazy. I'm sure they probably drive you crazy too.
Yeah. It's an obsession.
Yeah. So I want to talk about, before we start comparing and contrasting some of the differences that we might notice, five kids in general. Let's talk about five kids in general. So for me, I'm going to say after having a third kid, I think each kid after that was kind of just like, it's just one more kid. Like, I think my experience was going from one kid to two kids was the most difficult for me. Was it the same for you?
Yeah, actually it was, which is funny because I think I read somewhere there was like a article, a study, whatever, about going to three is the hardest transition. And it might be mentioned also that anything after three, I mean, most moms of large families I talk to, they also feel like, oh, it's just one more.
Yeah, that's how it was for me. Like from one to two was kind of, it also could have been that with my second one, I had an unplanned C-section. And so my recovery was more difficult than what I had anticipated. And then, you know, my husband went back to work and I had a little bit of the baby blues and I just felt like really overwhelmed that time. But, you know, I really can't say if it was just the one to two, but I've heard a lot of other moms agree that going from one to two was harder than going from two to three. And that was my experience. And then like the third one, he was such an easy baby in comparison to the first two. And then the other three were also the other two after him were also pretty easy. So I just kind of was like, yeah, after you get to three, it's just kind of like, oh, all right, another kid. No big deal.
No, I definitely agree.
When I go out and now this, I'm sure you're going to be able to relate to. It's like a sideshow. Like a circus sideshow. I did a live video on my Facebook page actually the other day when I was on my way home from the grocery store because I was at the cash register and the lady's like, oh my gosh, are all of these yours? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, I thought you were their sister. So she's literally calling people over like we were a box of puppies. Like, oh my gosh, look, she has 5 kids and they're all boys and they're all hers. I can't believe it. And I'm just like, can you just ring my shit up, please?
Right?
Like, I'm just, I mean, honestly, I'm in the store with 5 kids. Do you not think that maybe I kind of just want to get out of there already by now? Like, they weren't being misbehaving or anything like that, but just going to the store with 5 kids is just a whole, like, it just takes everything out of you sometimes, even if they're not misbehaving. Like, just, you have to watch out for 5 whole people. Yep. And, you know, I'm like, you don't have to call everybody over here and show them that I have 5 kids. Like, it's not a circus. Have you had those experiences? Like, when you go out and people are just like, oh my gosh, you have 5 kids. And then not just 5 kids, but like, you know, for me, 5 boys. And then people are probably like, oh my gosh, you have 5 girls. And then are you done trying? Are you going to try for a boy? Like,
yeah, all of those very personal, awkward questions.
yeah, it's like
lots of those asking it, you know, if I'm done, if I was trying for a boy, which the answer to that question is no. I've actually never been trying for a boy, but I'm totally fine.
That's what I always say. I'm like, I was never trying for any particular gender at all. Like, when I decided to have kids, I just wanted to have a baby. I didn't care the gender. Just because I kept having boys, I mean, that didn't bother me either. I'm like, a girl would be nice, but to be honest, I don't think I'm built to be a girl mom. Like, I hate having to do hair. Like, I'm just not about that life. And I'm perfectly okay with my busload of 5 boys.
Yeah, that's how I feel about having all the girls. I feel like by now, I would not even know what to do with a boy.
They're crazy. And they're disgusting.
That's what people tell me. Yeah, I'm good with all little princesses.
They're so disgusting. So speaking of disgusting, let's talk about bathrooms. Like, I don't know how many bathrooms you have, but I just posted earlier. You might have seen it. I have one bathroom and there's 7 of us in my house. Thank goodness. At least the baby's not using the bathroom yet. And Piggy will still use the potty most times. So at least he's not really hogging up the bathroom. But the boys, so disgusting. Like, pee on the seat, pee on the floor. Somebody's not flushing the toilet. There's toothpaste everywhere. And then, like, you know, you ever see those, like, those jokes on Facebook about how people say their husband or their boyfriend is in the bathroom forever and they're usually sitting on their phone and there's, like, a joke, like, it takes guys forever to poop because they're always on the phone, sitting there just scrolling. I swear, they start when they're 10 because my oldest, earlier I had to yell at him because he was literally in the bathroom. It was probably more, but I'm going to just be, you know, round it off and say at the very least he was in there for about a half an hour.
Oh,
and I'm banging on the door like, I need to use the bathroom. He walks out with a smirk on his face and he's on his tablet. I'm like, you have to be kidding me right now. You have to be kidding me. So not only are they gross and like the bathroom is always dirty, and for those boy moms out there listening, just a little hack: shaving cream is a really good trick to get the pee smell out of your bathroom. You can spray it all around the bottom of your toilet on the floor and let it sit there for a couple minutes and then mop it up. So there's a quick tip. But it's horrible. So they're gross and then they take up all my time in the bathroom sitting there on the tablets. So please tell me,
there's a nice, you know, tip for all parents, no matter what gender kid you have, because they all are really into electronics these days. Have a no electronics in the bathroom rule, because then they'll hurry up because they want to hurry up and get back to the electronics. So
I know. I need to put a sign on the door that says no tablets, no phones.
Right? Like the ones they have in the stores that say no merchandise past this point. Like,
that's, I know,
the electronics on the bathroom.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So, 5 kids. 5 kids is crazy, but it has its perks. No, you know, they have built-in friends. So rainy days, snowy days, you know, time of the year, like now, for example, when you can't really get out as much as you want to and stuff. I mean, sure, they probably drive you crazy with a little bit of cabin fever, but at the same time, you don't necessarily have to always be the one to entertain them. So it's nice that they kind of have their own built-in little friends at home, you know, when there's five of them. There's always somebody to play with. You know, if you're not getting along with one brother, you have like four others to pick from.
Yeah. And then they come up with like little buddies. Like they have their, just like friendships, they have their siblings that they kind of gravitate towards or feel closer to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that with my girls, and it is nice. That's probably my favorite thing, is that they have those built-in friends, and it definitely helps with the homeschooling.
Oh, for sure. I agree. I noticed that my 8-year-old and 5-year-old are the ones who are always hanging out. And it's funny because when they were much smaller, I used to call them the twins because they looked so much alike. They had the same face for like a long time, for like 2-3 years. And then they kind of just started to change a little bit. But those two kind of hang out the most. My oldest is more of like the solo one, but he has his times where he's gets along with everybody, but he's like, he's the helper. So he comes and takes care of the baby. And, you know, the baby doesn't get on his nerves like his other little brothers do. So he tends to always come and find where the baby is. And he'll be like, do you want me to watch him? So he's like the little baby guru around here lately. So, you know, that's another perk of, you know, five kids, is not only that they have their own friends, but they're also helpful. And
yeah.
I feel like a lot of people misinterpret large family sometimes, and they'll be like, oh, well, the older kids are probably taking care of the little kids. And it's like, there's such a fine line between giving them that responsibility of taking care of their younger siblings and having them help out a little bit. Because like in the morning when I get up, I don't know about you, but like, I'm sure, you know, Allie, who's your oldest, or even, you know, Zaina, I'm pretty sure they probably help out in with like breakfast or lunch or something like that for the smaller two. So like my older ones will get up and, you know, they're able to use the toaster. So if I'm not out of bed yet, or I've still got to take the dog out, they'll, you know, make waffles or something for the little ones, or help with teeth brushing and stuff. And it's like, you know, I don't give them that responsibility and say, when you wake up in the morning, you have to make sure this, your little brother eats breakfast and whatever else. But they naturally tend to take on that role. And it's really nice to have those extra hands. So it makes it that you guys have more time to spend together when the older ones help out to take care of some of the things that you would have been doing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I do feel like either people think that a large family works because, like you said, are forced to take on more responsibility than they should, or basically parent the younger siblings. Or I've had people say, oh, I could never, you know, have a large family because they feel like it's probably all on mom. Now, don't get me wrong, like, there's certainly a lot on me.
But
the thing is, you know, it's not like I have five kids who are all the same exact age, you know, and it's like pure madness. It's five kids, and they're all, you know, at different levels, and they have different levels of independence. And so, you know, they don't all require all of my kids at the same time. It's just, you know, you get into your own groove too.
Right. So like, for example, even if the older kids weren't doing for the younger kids, okay, my older two are 10 and 8. They're more than old enough to make their own sandwich for lunch. So even if they didn't help make stuff for the little kids, okay, well, that's two less kids that I don't have to make lunch for. So it's still cutting my time down a little bit, you know? So having five kids is definitely not, you know, all crazy, because like you said, they're all in different stages. They all don't need your full attention at every moment, because, you know, they'll play independently, they'll play together, or, you know, and it leaves time for other stuff and other family fun activities. And speaking of family fun activities, mm-hmm. I hate when people try to invite me places and they're like, oh, look, it's so cheap. And I'm like, it's so cheap. I have 5 kids. It's not cheap anymore.
Yeah,
it's cheap for you. You're going to pay $12. Now $12 times 5. Yeah, it's not cheap anymore.
Yes, that's a real, real struggle for us large families.
It really is.
Like, unless it's genuinely like free, it's not going to be cheap. Like, it will rack up.
Right.
You know, like, there was something we wanted to go do for like New Year's Eve. And I think I like shared about that. There was something going on for New Year's Eve, but it was like $25 per person. And I was like, oh man. Like,
I know, like $25 is not, you know, a bad price for something that's fun to go do. But then when you times that by, you know, all 5 kids and then yourself, and, you know, if you bring in any other family members along, you know, it gets crazy.
It does. I mean, we definitely have taken advantage of any free things going on in the community. Like, I'm always on the lookout. I'm always checking out the library's program, like the local libraries. You know, they do like seasonal guides.
We've definitely utilized the library a lot too. Silas Bronson always has like the good passes to go visit like some of the museums and stuff like that for free or really, really super duper cheap.
That's exactly. So yeah, we've just taken advantage of those kind of free community days.
I got one kid over like a lion.
I hear.
Gosh. Yeah, struggle. All 5 of my kids are still up. Are yours asleep? Please tell me at least yours are asleep.
They are.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. Mine are night crawling. You know. Even the baby is still up. He's eating my headphones right now. And one is looking at me, holding a discovery box of some robot thing as if I'm about to open up a 190 piece robot kit to do at 10:30 p.m. He must be out of his mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
The struggle. It's like nobody's ever all asleep at the same time. And if they are, usually by that point I'm wanting to go to sleep too. There's like hardly any downtime. It's always like go, go, go. And people are like, it must be hectic. Yeah, you know. It really is. I think it's just become a type of hectic that I'm used to. It's like, I like to call it organized chaos. Because it's like, to other people, it would probably be really, really insane. But to me, it's just kind of like normal now. And especially, you know, I don't know what the girls like to play with over there. And, I generally don't like to separate the whole gender role thing or whatever. But let's face it, there's some things that, like, on average, you know, boys and girls, they just are different. And not to say that girls don't play with Nerf guns, but I mean, there's constantly Nerf guns being shot around this house. I don't know about your house, but I'm always ducking and dodging because there's always something flying across the room.
No, here it's Fort Magic is a big deal here. Like, it's constant, like, obstacle course. Because they are constantly building something with this gun, Fort Magic. But I will give a shout out and be like, I will recommend Fort Magic because lots of creativity there, and it's just fun. It's like, you know, the force that we all had fun building as kids, but on like 100, and it really.
Yeah, I remember you recommended that to me actually, and I got the kids a set for Christmas. You know, these boys walk around here with like one ball on each end, and then they walk around and they hold it like a shotgun and they point it at each other and they're like, So the fort stick turned into. Yeah, there he goes. And he is actually, Piggy is actually holding one in his hand as we speak. And that's why he made that sound copying me, because that's what he's doing right now. He's walking around with the fort stick and the little ball on each end, and he points them at people because it's a different level of Nerf gun for him. So yeah, I got that for them, and I was like, oh good, look, you guys can build some forts now. Right. Yeah, they built a couple forts, but
the girls have made submarines, all kinds of tents that they sleep in, little mini castles, all kinds of things. So like, this is what this is for.
Well, you know, at least they're actually building forts and castles and little things out of it, because my boys have made a mockery of these fort stick things. So, yeah.
I will say that my experience with, like, being around my friends who have all boys versus, you know, my girls playing, it can be very different. Like, my girls can play for a long time really quietly together. Like, they're all sitting and they're all playing, you know, with some type of dolls or calico critters. Used to be a big deal.
I noticed that too. I have other friends who have girls, and they just, and most of the time, play so quietly, and I'm just like, damn.
So nice when they do that. Like, you know, they'll just sit there and they'll just be blah, 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 back and forth with the dolls so nicely. I mean, we can't ever know how long it will actually last going nicely, because somebody always, you know, kick someone off at some point, and then they're crying and loving. But I'm always thankful for those moments. I'm like, oh, these moments do happen, though. Like, they can play really nice.
Yeah, those moments don't happen over here. Like, it's just constant noise. Like, I really wish I could siphon some of their energy sometimes, because it's nonstop. And I swear, if I didn't, like, force them to go to sleep, they probably literally would never sleep. Like, my oldest, he will literally stay up until 3 a.m. if I let him, if I didn't force him to shut everything off and lay in his bed. Sometimes I hear him talking to himself. And my 8-year-old, poor kid, he has told me on multiple occasions, well, you know, he woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning, was trying to talk to me. It's horrible. So he will stay up. Yes, he will stay up all night and then still wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to play his tablet or like whatever else. And I'm like, dude, do you ever, ever shut down? Like, it's never here. And usually the 5-year-old is up before I even wake up. Like, I get up and they're all in the living room, like, playing Xbox already. And I'm like, have you eaten breakfast? Yeah. Have you brushed your teeth? Yeah. I'm like, dude, it's 9 o'clock. You guys woke up, brushed your teeth, ate breakfast, and already been an hour into video games. It's nonstop. It's nonstop. It never ends. Never ends. It's always crazy around.
Yeah.
But that's fun. Like, you know, just to hear the of another mom of 5, because, you know, it back when, you know, our grandmothers were having kids, you know, having 5, 8, 12 kids was normal back then. You know, I think my mom was one of, I want to say 8 or 9. And I think her mom was one of 13 or something like that. So like back then that was normal. And the crazy thing is that they were like even more broke than we are back then. Oh. And they had all these kids. And then, you know, nowadays, I mean, even I know the economy is still, you know, kind of rough out here, but, you know, I think we're a little bit better off overall than, you know, our grandparents and great grandparents were. And, you know, seeing anybody have more than 2 or 3 kids nowadays is like, oh my gosh, you have all those kids. Yeah. It's like, I mean, sure, and some things that, you know, a little bit more costly, but, you know, overall, I don't think that I'm spending that much more money right now. I mean, maybe in the near future, just depending on if they all want to go to college and don't get scholarships and whatever else. But, you know, in the right now, in the present, I don't think I'm really spending that much more money having 5 as compared to when I had 2. I mean,
yeah, I agree. If
you're in other things like cloth diapering, like I cloth diaper and stuff. So that saved a lot of money. So, I mean, I think once you have 5 kids, you kind of learn how to save money. I did a lot of couponing too. I got to get back on that.
Well, be resourceful and like make it work.
Right. And then you have hand-me-downs, you know, granted some, a good portion of our clothes don't make it to get handed down because boys stretching out the collars of their shirts and, you know, heaven help me if the knees on a pair of pants last for the next kid. But, you know, we managed to get some stuff handed down. But you know, you save a lot, and then you can buy some stuff in bulk because, I mean, food. Oh gosh, I'm not even gonna start the whole discussion about the grocery bill because I'm sure people can just use their imagination. But these are I don't know about your girls, but these boys are always hungry, always. They never stop eating.
No, I definitely have some who are like that, or they're just super picky and don't like anything. It's really a struggle, like feeding so many people and like having anyone actually be happy. And like, I still have not mastered in all these years menu planning or anything.
Bad. Oh, girl, no, we gotta get you up on that then, because you know, me and the food and the cooking and the meal planning, because honestly, sometimes meal planning is the only way that I can help keep the grocery bill down a little bit, is because you go in the store and you have all these kids and this one wants this and this one wants that and everybody wants this, and then you're just throwing stuff in the cart kind of crazy, like, oh, this sounds like a good thing I can make. And then you end up with like pasta and no sauce, and you know, the whole Friday thing, you got peanut butter, no jelly. So I try to avoid having ingredients and having nothing to make out of those ingredients. So sometimes I'll meal plan and then I'll write down exactly what I need to make those meals so that I'm not wasting and that I have exactly what I need. So yeah, we're gonna have to work on that.
Yes, I feel much better when I come up with like a little menu plan, but then I get so many complaints, like I can never satisfy everyone. It's so frustrating. And then I've gone over this a lot with my oldest and been like, well, then why don't you come up with the menu plan? But then she never does it. She just likes to complain about not wanting
to. That's freezer meals comes in handy too, because when you make like a couple big meals one day, you could freeze them into whatever portions you want. And then on a couple nights when people are being picky, you could be like, I have one small serving pan of ziti and I have another small serving pan of meatloaf. So take your pick, and then you can just throw it all in the oven at 350 and warm it back up until it's, you know, ready to eat. And everybody else can kind of have something different, and you don't really have to cook all those different things in one night. So I love freezer meals for that reason, because I can have like, you know, different options and serving sizes and stuff. I can make single serving. So if two people want pasta, two people can have pasta, two people can have meatloaf, and two people can eat some cereal for all I care.
Right? I know. Worst case scenario, eat cereal.
It's like that sometimes. It's just like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care. Eat whatever. But anyway, we're coming up on 30 minutes, so I don't want to keep you all night. Since all of your kids are asleep, I'm sure you're going to go enjoy some tea and some quiet time for yourself, hopefully. Yes. So I'm glad you were able to come on with me. I hope that our listeners enjoyed hearing us ramble on about having five kids and, you know, raising five boys versus five girls. And I think it's just so interesting, the differences, but also the similarities. And it's so nice to have a friend who understands, you know, where I'm coming from. And, you know, because I don't have a lot of friends that have five kids. Like, most of my friends have one, maybe two. So, you know, people don't understand. And I'm like, look, when I say that that's just too many kids for me to bring, like, look, I know somebody will understand my struggle and just be like, look, if you have space for me to come hang out, like, I'll just come hang out at your house. Like, I'm good with that. We don't even have to do anything. We could just sit there and just stare at the walls. Like, let them all play together and burn some energy. Yeah. I'm good with that. Like, yeah, right. So it's nice to have somebody who understands it.
Oh, yeah. And we find that there are a lot of similarities with raising, you know, boys and girls. Or just if you have a lot of kids, it all comes down to the same thing, that they hog up the bathroom.
Basically, they hog up. The moral of the story is they hog the bathroom and they eat all your food.
they really do. The girls hog the bathroom too. I mean, they're girls. They're gonna spend a lot of time in that bathroom mirror. That's what we have. We've had one bathroom forever, and yeah.
I imagine. Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that either. But I guess the difference is, is, you know, how they hog the bathroom. The boys, I think, really start early with the sitting on the toilet while they're, you know, using their phone or tablet. I'm like, oh boy, you starting already. At least the girls are probably just in the mirror doing their hair and playing in makeup and, you know, other stuff that you could just be like, okay, move over, I'm using the bathroom. And then, you know, you're real quick, one more thing, you're also a mom of five girls, so it's kind of, you know, a little bit different for you probably too, because, you know, you guys share the same things. And so I'm a five boy. So like, I'm not just going to use the bathroom necessarily while they're in there. So I'm like, okay, like get out. Like I need my space. Or I'm like in my room trying to get dressed and they're all in my business. And I'm like, can you get out? Can I have some space? Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, they see me breastfeed and stuff, but still like to a certain point, it's like, okay, you know, you need to get out of my space, right? I need to do girl stuff. So, you know, it's a little bit different too. I'm like, God, I'm the only girl in this house. Like the only girl in this house. I'm like the odd man out. So that's, you know, that's a big difference, which is like funny.
That is a big difference. Oh, I feel for you on that.
I am the only girl. But it's kind of like, at the same time, I have this thing that makes me feel just kind of like extra special because I'm the only girl. So I'm like, I'm the queen of the castle. And I think about, you know, when I get older and I have all these men around me and all these boys, and I'm like, hopefully they will all take care of me and, you know, just spoil me as their mom as I get older. And so it's, you know, it's nice to think about.
Yeah. Let's hope so. You deserve it. You're awesome, mama.
As are you, to take care of all those girls. And you know, it's not easy. It's not easy raising kids in general, and it's definitely not easy raising five, much less five of all the same gender. Because I know it gets crazy. So anyway, we'll let you go. And thanks again for hopping on with me. And for my listeners, stay tuned for the next episode. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about next, but as a reminder, if you want to hear something specific, or if you want to be a guest, or you want to recommend that I get a special guest on, just send me an email at womanschoicepsps@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, Woman's Choice Perinatal Services, and you can find me on Instagram at Woman's Choice Perinatal as well. And stay tuned. We'll see you on the next episode, or hear you on the next episode.